Hi, my name is Ann the Raven, and you're listening to The Independent 88.5 FM. And I have the honor to bring to you Mr. Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How about you?
Fine. I am just so happy to be able to talk to you today. You're fantastic.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I love your music.
Oh, thank you for that one as well.
Yes, I do. You know, it's really strange to see someone your age playing the blues. I've been doing the blues for 36 years.
Really?
36 years, I know. And I can't convince anyone your age to do what you're doing right now.
Okay.
Is it anybody else back there in Clarksdale?
There are a few kids who are still in the museum and who are interested in error and there are also a few other kids pretty much sprinkled around the U.S. that pretty much does this as well.
Really? So it might get around to the younger people that this is what's happening, right?
Oh, yes, ma'am, most definitely.
You can just call me Ann.
Oh, okay.
I already
okay.
feel old.
Okay.
I love you. Okay. Well, what are you going to do for us tonight?
We're going to play a song called Fresh Out.
Oh, fresh out of what?
Just fresh out.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Cool. No coffee for my breakfast, no butter on my roll. I ain't got a drop of milk for the cornflakes in my bowl. Well, I'm all fresh out. Said I'm all fresh out. Ain't had no laughing since the day. You went away. Said I'm all fresh out. No jelly in the jar. No flour in the sack. I ain't got nothing cooking, babe. Please won't you come back? Well, I'm all fresh out. Said I'm all fresh out. Ain't had no loving since the day. Ooh, girl, you went away. Said I'm all fresh out. Drank up my last bottle of Johnny Walker Red. Nobody in this house but me and an empty bed. Well, I'm all fresh out. Said I'm all fresh out. Today, ooh, girl, you went away. Said I'm all fresh out.
my goodness.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. I love it. Did you have anything to do with writing that song or anything? How did that come about?
That one right there, I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't. But that's actually one that was written by Tom Hambridge. And that one was actually chosen by Buddy Guy to be on the record.
Buddy Guy. I saw his name on there. And it's like, how'd you get...
I sat in with him like a few times, and we just got this call one day. We want to help you put out a record, and so he put out the funds, and we got together 2017, and we got here. So.
Oh, that is so nice! I love that song. I love it. I play it all the time.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yes, I do. You know, guys, what do you expect to get out of this blues career that you got going on?
I just want to show people that there are young kids and young black kids specifically that are actually out here and embracing the culture and the history behind this genre of music. And that's pretty much the only thing I just want to show people, because you know we have the thing that young black kids are only into rap and stuff like that, and
so
and I just want to break the stereotype, that's all. Because we like other stuff too.
Well, I really appreciate you doing it, for the fact that this is the only way we can keep blues alive is by having young people to continue to do it and keep it going on. It's one of the musics that started here in the United States.
Oh, most definitely.
So it's great to keep it going here.
Yes,
I love it. I love it. And are you going to do something else for us tonight?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Here's a song called Before I'm Old.
Century, lucky to be born at all. I grew way down in Mississippi when I heard Robert Johnson call. Well, I've seen a lot and I've done a lot, just too young to lay down in that hole. Well, I'm just a son of a high night. Before I'm an old. Rocks on a chain gang up until the sun went down. Too many souls are buried in the dirt poured down to ground. Well, I've seen a lot and I've done a lot, just too young to lay down in that hole. Well, I'm just trying to run, I die before I'm an old. I poke a rider's neck just for fun. People say I got an old soul, and I ain't even 21. Well, I've seen a lot and I've done a lot, just too young to lay down in that hole. Well, I'm just trying to fly high, not die. I'm just trying to fly high. Trying to fly, not die before I'm old.
Great as usual. Great as usual.
Thank you.
You know, I was wondering, you know, I'm telling you, I went to a club here in Los Angeles, and I was talking to a guy that didn't know me, and he was trying to tell me about this guy that was just so good. He played in one of his, I guess, temporary sets that they had in L.A., and I've got to hear this guy. I said, really, really? Who is it? He said his name is Chris Stone. I think his name is Chris Stone. I said, really? He said, let me tell you, this guy is the real deal.
Thank you. Thank you.
So not only myself, but everybody around here that I talk to think you're the real deal. And I'm just so thrilled to just talk to you because I just love what you do and your sound is unbelievable.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Most definitely. Thank you.
You know something? I review CDs all the time, and I'm looking. I was looking for someone to stand out, someone that really stand out. And all my friends, they are all in bands and things, but they don't realize that they don't stand out. They don't know what you got is just unbelievable.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I try to keep everything that I do rooted in tradition, no doubt. But still, you know, still with an edge and that could reach, you know, a more contemporary audience, because that's what we need.
What I was going to ask you.
Well, one of the things
in the contemporary or traditional?
Honestly, you know, I've been waiting on somebody to ask me that because I've been waiting to give this answer. I feel like I'm a person that's in between. I've gotten the complaints, you're too traditional, which I don't think that at all. And then I've gotten complaints saying that, you know, that I was too rockish. So I just feel like that I'm just in between. I don't really categorize it as traditional blues or contemporary. I just feel like I'm like one of those people that's, you know, in between, you know,
in the middle.
Right.
Well, I've been doing this on the radio for 36 years, and I don't care what they say one way or other. You are the greatest. I mean, in the middle, you're just right, baby.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Just right. You got it going on. As long as you keep up what you got going on, you're not going to have anything to worry about. Your career is on a rise.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I heard you're going to do another one for us?
Most definitely. This is one of the ones that you asked me about earlier. It's called Love Ain't My Favorite Word.
Oh, I played that this week.
Just ain't my favorite word. So many people use it in vain. Love just ain't my favorite word. So many people use it in vain. I thought the love was gonna heal my heart, but all it did was add to the pain. Me a girl who I really cared for. She didn't feel the same way about me, y'all. She broke my heart as she walked out that door. Love just ain't my favorite word. So many people use it in vain. I thought that love was gonna heal my heart, but all it did was add to the pain. She said she'd never leave me, and she said it to my face. Woke up one morning, y'all, and she moved 3 steps away. Love just ain't my favorite word. So many people used it in vain. That love was gonna heal my heart, but all it did was add to the pain.
I just love you. I think you're so cool. I love it. I just love it. You are fantastic. And I love that song because it's got a lot to do with me. Love is not my favorite word. I'm looking for love, though. I'm always looking.
So am I, pretty much. So we both in the same boat, pretty much. You know how it goes.
Well, it looks like you're all over town playing tonight. So you're out there doing your thing. So people can get out and say, I guess not. Every place you're at is sold out, so there's no need even talking about it.
Oh really?
Yes.
I'll come outside and play too. Yeah, we are.
Said you'll come outside and play. Yeah, aren't you kind? You are so sweet. I just love you. I can just eat you up. You are so cool. Hey, you know, what other kind of music do you like?
I like pretty much everything. Rock, funk, reggae. gospel music, country. I like heavy metal.
You do like it all. So I really feel honored that you really kind of jumped on the blues a little bit. I heard that this is going to be, you're getting ready to go on tour.
Yeah, yo.
And you're going to be a headliner.
Oh, yes, ma'am. This is our, sorry about that. This is our first leg of the Juke Joint Fish Grease Tour. And yeah, we start out tonight here in L.A.
Oh, that is so great. I am so glad we're part of the beginning.
Oh, thank you. Most definitely. I have a fun time every time we come to L.A., most definitely.
Thank you so much for playing for us today.
No problem. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, this is Ann the Raven, and we're reporting for The Independent, 88.5 FM.